Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, December 4th, 2017, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Master Your Mindset Monday to you all. I hope you're having an amazing day. And if not, well, I'm going to say this. Endeavor to make a bold declaration that the rest of my day will be the best of my day. Yes, there is still time left to do something positive. That's my belief, even if it's only taking a few brief minutes to listen to this show and decide to make a mental shift, a paradigm change, a perspective look in the direction of a more dynamic way of thinking about yourself and your life, because today we're talking about something we all feel at some time or point or another, and that's pain. Yes, life scoops up its unfair share of it into our issues and circumstances, and then we have the extraordinary task of determining what we are going to do with it. And that's quite a job in itself and often a painful challenge as well. But my special guest and I are going to talk about it, TV host Cassandra McShepherd, the superstar RRR, I like to call her. She joins me once again for this December edition of Master Your Mindset, When Life Hurts, Is There Purpose in Your Pain? Hey, Cassandra, how you doing today?
So I am here. I am here feeling no pain, as a matter of fact. I'm ready to do this.
Wonderful. Well,
I say feeling no pain because, as with so many of the things that we discuss, a lot of the pain that we suffer from is something that we can choose not to do. Now, if the leg is broke, it's going to hurt. But, you know.
For sure. Well, I wanted to talk about it because it is a pretty common thing for us to face in life at some time or another. And particularly things start to escalate in some people's hearts and minds and emotions around this time of year. And so I wanted to have us take a few minutes to discuss it. Many people have lost loved ones or, you know, looking at being alone and various other issues and challenges that, again, that just come into our lives that we have to deal with. And somehow or another, the holidays tend to make it feel more intense. And so I just thought that you and I could bring some of our insights, some of the solutions perhaps that we have used to deal with things in our own lives and things we've learned when we have helped others and been a support to them through their challenging times in life. So I have a few things that I'm going to go through. We're going to talk a little bit about the journey of the pain, first of all. And then as a last point, we're going to talk about is their purpose. So one of the things I have, one of the unusual but common things that happen is that people use a lot of adages and cliches and things to apply to these things when they happen, and I mean people on the outside of it. And so they'll say things that are kind of not as well thought out as it could be, or not as helpful as you would want it to be. One of my first points is don't let anybody tell you that you'll get over it, even though you're under it, that you'll get over it, because what you really have to tell yourself is a major message is to tell yourself, I will get through it. And I'm all for the self-support, the strength that you have to muster up all by yourself, because in some of the tougher things in life, you find that there is often not a lot of people who can actually provide for you the very exact thing that you may be needing at that moment. And so that's why I encourage a strong positive message. It's hard to draw up on it, but it's real. I want to share with you all, and some people may know this just by having read some of the things that I write about, or maybe just kind of put the formula together reading some of my posts, but I've had some extremely painful issues in my life, and they go way, 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 way back. In fact, if I were to really talk about all of it, most people would say that woman probably should have died from her pain, but I didn't. I'm still here, and by the grace of God, I'm still going to be here for quite a while longer. But I want to share these particular instances because I want people to know that I'm just not talking out of the side of my mouth when I talk about dealing with pain. In 1972, I had the most beautiful pair of twin daughters, and they were extraordinary. They looked like little angels. Just a blessing to my life, and just enjoyed the whole idea of having beautiful twin girls. Well, I'm going to fast forward. In 1977, one of them was in a horrific car accident, and she was killed instantly. Now, I had a lot to deal with as a young mother in regard to that, as far as how my heart, my emotions, my life was all shaken, shattered. So that's the one thing I want to tell you about. Two of that, I had her twin sister growing up without her, knowing her, but growing up without her. 2 years ago, this past May, she died from a breast cancer episode. So if you can put all of that together in one capsule and realize that as a mother, what that must feel like to have lost your children. There are many who do understand that, but I'm sharing it primarily, and we'll talk about purpose, with the purpose of letting you know when I do shows like this, it's because I'm offering it as a platform for empowerment for people who may have experienced just unusual, devastating circumstances that have really cause pain in their life, in their heart, their emotions, and they may not know what to do. Comforting words for me in either of those circumstances, they meant well, but it didn't help the healing or the process or helping me to get through. I had to draw upon the faith and the strength within myself to say, I will get through this. No, I didn't feel like I was going to die or wanted to die or any of those things, because I know that I was not the only person that had ever had devastating things happen to them. I knew other survivors. I knew other people who had gotten through things. I knew from a practical standpoint, even in the midst of all of the devastating pain, that somehow, some way, by my faith, as long as it took, I would get through it. So I want to emphasize that. I know a lot of people say a lot of things, cliches, they came at me left and right, but be careful to tell yourself that you will get through it. Because if you keep going and you keep thinking that and you keep faithing that, I guarantee you that you will. Cassandra?
Yes, I was listening to what you were saying, and of course I knew this about you, but in listening to you, I felt it in a whole new way. Today is the, I should say 18 years ago today, my beloved brother drew his last breath. And it is, loss is something that we seem to take personally because it hurts like hell. When you lose someone that is a loved one, someone that is so close, we hear horrific, devastating things constantly in the media, the different sources. But when it comes to visit you personally, it's things like there is no antidote for. And yes, you're right, people do make a lot of well-meaning noise. And I mean it like that because I know on this day, 18 years ago, I was inconsolable. I have learned, however, though, that there is so much on the other side of it, but it is a journey that for the broken heart, you really have to travel by yourself. No one else can, whatever lesson / blessing is on the other side of this kind of devastation, you've got to do it yourself. And if you keep on breathing, well, I was going to say if you keep on breathing, you will. If you keep on breathing and choose to make a step forward when you can, because not every day you can do that, you will get through it, as you and I
That's
both
true.
Have.
Yes, yes. The second thing I have jotted down is your journey, regardless of the similar thing that may have happened, you or somebody else or a lot of somebody's, is unique and different because it's you. Don't compare the healing. Don't compare the healing time. Don't compare the healing method that anyone else does, because you will have to do what's for you, just like Cassandra just described. We're both talking about today experiences where we've lost people that we deeply love, deeply attached to, but how she got through, what she got, then how I got through, what you have to go through will be totally different as well. For somebody else that seems to bounce back, or somebody that's taking decades, don't compare yourself to any of it. It's your journey. It's your life. It's your level of grief. It's your circumstances of whatever it is maybe causing the difficulty. We've mentioned a loss, but there are a lot of things that can cause pain. Whatever it is, hesitate to compare yourself to anybody else, because it will create too many other questions that you'll ask. Well, what did I do wrong? Why did this happen? Why did they do that? The best thing to do is deal with it again from a self-soul perspective, to look at yourself and your own way of getting through it with your own positive messages, with your own strengthening methods, whatever helps you understand whatever you're going through best. And understanding isn't always the best, the most obvious thing, but you will get to some point with that too. You may not understand why things happen, but you'll have a better understanding of how to deal with circumstances as they come. Cassandra?
I think about the thing that I had learned. My brother was just the kind of beginning of my family world being ripped to shreds. But he passed at 38, leaving three beautiful children, the youngest of which was 6 months old. And I remember thinking that I needed to live before I die. We're none of us getting out of this thing alive. And we're talking about, again, that kind of pain. And so his death really made me start asking the question, how do I live? It is a question whose answers have changed my entire life. I really went head on into reading and studying information from a spiritual perspective, because again, if death is not, if it's not personal and it hurts me so bad, what then am I supposed to get from this? And granted, I couldn't move every day. There were many days where I just sat still. But when I could breathe, when I could take a breath, I took a step, and I forgave myself when I couldn't.
That's great, great, great advice, for sure. The third thing that I have is pay attention to yourself. All of this is basically kind of said that, but what can happen, and maybe some listeners already know, is that it becomes very easy when you're in such pain to isolate yourself from everybody else, because you can't face them and because you don't want them to see, because you don't know what to do. So you got to pay attention to yourself and try to avoid ways to self-medicate. There are choices that sometimes we want to make in the midst of that pain to eliminate it, even to the point of perhaps taking your life. again, it really goes back to telling yourself you're going to get through it. As Cassandra just said so well, when you can breathe and you can take that step, that's the time to call somebody maybe that you really feel a great deal of comfort and trust in your sharing about how you feel, and to let them know you may be feeling like you're in trouble with the pain at that point. Let that person know. But it needs to be a person or a helpline where give you back the feedback that's going to be something that does help you. That's very important. As I said earlier, everybody does not know what to do. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to guide you. In my case, it was that more often because I'm such a strong person. People who know me are not even used to seeing me in any points of vulnerability or weakness. And so they rarely knew what to say to me, which was okay. I turned my whole soul to God for everything that I need and every bit of strength that I needed to get through anything ever. So for that reason, I'm good. I get that support, and it's a very powerful spiritual thing, but that's what has been the thing that has kept me coasting through life as best as I can. And again, there's been so many other things that have caused a great deal of pain. But one of the things while I like being alone, there's a difference between isolating yourself, because isolating means that you are withdrawing yourself from things. That's not the same thing as just enjoying being alone. So you have to be careful to pay attention to yourself and what it is you're doing with that by yourself time. And again, think of somebody who, or a helpline who you can reach out to, that you know they're going to handle whatever you have to tell them in a loving and supportive kind of way. Cassandra.
So this is a time for your front row friends. And that being said, I too have no problem with myself and go into periods of time where I'm really just okay. This is frightening to people. It can be frightening to people, especially if I'm in a funk. But I use that time very specifically. You talk about people saying things, and of course that's what people do. But when you are tender like that, a lot of stuff you just can't hear. The reality is nobody can change it. And whatever you are, in whatever way you are aching and breaking, is your process and your journey, and it's personal. That being said, you don't have to go through it by yourself. But I think, as you said earlier in this conversation, it's really important to pay attention to yourself and do what you need to do for you. I know many people, especially this time of year, not my favorite time of year, would have me just immersed in parties and families and all that. I ain't doing that. It's not what I need to do. It's really not what I need to do. So, but you pay attention to, as Silver said, what you need for yourself. Solitude. Especially with a person with a purpose, processing and thinking is one thing. But other than that, associate with people who you know love you. It is a front row friend kind of time.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. The fourth thing I want to say is that it could possibly take a long time to overcome the pain. Be extremely loving and patient with yourself. And again, make no comparisons. Realize that the reality is that it could take a long time. When I lost my first daughter, I think I walked through life well, but I was really numb from just trying to guard the pain from taking over my life. It was still there, and I kept doing life as normally as possible, because that's critical in the process to do that when you're going through something extremely devastating. It's important to create as much normalcy as you possibly can in your life. But if right now it's easy to experience the in my heart what it means to have lost two children. Am I still at the point where it's breaking and aching as Cassandra? Not to that degree, because I've gotten through it. But it's sometimes you have to realize it's going to take a long time, and even then you may never get over it. How do you? But you can get through it, and that's a critical thing for all of us to understand. You don't try to get rid of those people, their memories, and all of that, or whatever may have happened, because it's going to have a vivid place probably in your memory, whatever it was. If it was a lost or broken heart, great relationship, whatever, it's still going to be somewhere in your memory. But at what level is what you have to look at over time. It should have a steady type of decrease as time goes on, decreasing in the sense that it's not overpowering what you do from day to day.
I am so surprised at what remains the me that I am after the things that I have been through. So pleasantly surprised. And I understand that I am for conversations just like this. Today is also the birthday of a very good friend of mine. And as I text her happy birthday, she thanked me. And her response was, I know this day is full of sadness and memories for you also. My response to her was, yes, but your birthday gives me an opportunity to celebrate it, and that's what I choose to do with this day. I'll never forget the people that I've lost, the knowing them, the loving them, and the losing them has made me.
Yes, I understand that quite well. The fifth point that I have is their purpose. And as you just explained, let me do a clarifier before we say this. We have a few minutes, and I'm going to just say a couple of things, Cassandra, and then you can comment as we close. Some thought theories that have been told to us in regard to things that happen that are difficult, and I can't be in agreement with them, because a lot of it is said that, well, that God is dispensing these horrible things upon us, or that somehow or another we ask for it. I have challenges with believing that, because the world is full of 7 billion people, and I think it's also full of a whole lot of systems that ripple off of each other. And a lot of it, of course, is the human mind and the decisions we make. There are all kinds of reasons that things happen, incidents happen, accidents happen, people get sick. There's all kinds of very logical and practical applications to that. And so I want to make that clear, because even though as spiritual-minded as I am, I'm careful to also put logic and practicality into my thinking, so that I'm not in some other strange space trying to rationalize things. I said all that to say, as we speak of, is there purpose? You know, when pain happens in the physical sense, it's an indicator of something that's been injured or something's challenged in our body negatively. It's usually a signal that we need to give attention to that something in some kind of proper, appropriate way. And I think that that's the case with handling the pain in our lives. And, of course, I'm speaking beyond the thing that's happened to the pain that has happened now. And so that means then that we have to be our own instruments of healing, of getting ourselves going in the right direction, because that is what's necessary. The pain is real. It's an indicator of something that's happened to us negatively, something that's challenged us in a great way. and that it needs the appropriate, the proper type of administering to get us back to a place where our heart is healed, our mind is healed, our emotions are healed, our life is feeling like it's healed. And so when, again, from a practical standpoint, I think these painful things help teach us that we can get through things. And a real, another major point is that it's also a show and a sign to others that they can too.
Mm-hmm. I do know that there is a point and a point to pain, a purpose in pain. It is a call for action, a call for attention to whatever is hurting you, as you said. We all know this, the saying, reason, season, or lifetime. I like to look at that as it applies to the pain of losing someone, reason, season, or long time. We're all here on our individual paths with our own purposes, divinely so. And no one knows another person's path or purpose or time, their reason, their season, or their length. And so we should love people while we have them. We should be thankful for who and what we have while we do. And we mustn't go to the grave with lost ones or lost things, lost jobs, lost friends, lost diamond rings, lost whatever. I believe that you cannot lose what is yours. I, too, Silver, know for a fact behind all of my studying, prayer, and meditation that God is not out to get us. It just ain't that way. However, as we said in so many of these conversations, you can have it that way because he said yes to whatever you say. So especially on today, if you are not aching, if your heart's not breaking, I would say take the time to cultivate friendships, to take a deeper look at the blessings that you have experienced thus far. And if you're breathing today, you have been blessed. I know this. If you don't see it, look at it a different way. All of these things help stay you through those narrow places and passages, those painful times in life. And it also, as I've said so many times, if you woke up this morning, you ain't done yet. Something for you to do. How you do what you do, how you see, how you judge it is a choice. And if life is not out to get you and your heart is broken but you still breathe it, then it must be trying to teach you something. And there is a blessing behind every single lesson, if only that you know how you got through and can hold a light for somebody else. And that's just the least of it. Point to pain.
And all, yes, indeed. And that's such a blessing, all of what you have just said, my friend. And we're out of time. I know that doesn't surprise you. It always goes so fast. And I'm just going to tell people where they can learn more about you. Thank you again for your very important and very valuable insight that you always share on this show. I appreciate you, sis. Truly, I do. So thank you. Anybody who wants to reach out and learn more about Cassandra, you can do that. She's got a lot going on, and she's available if you want to call her for speaking and singing. She does a lot of things, and that's why I call her the Superstar RRR. You can find her at www.cassandramcshepherd.com. That information is right here on the website. And also, she is one of the dynamic hosts of Real Milwaukee that airs Monday through Friday in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and it streams live. So you can catch her there as well. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to tune in. And I'm really hoping and praying that this episode, When Life Hurts, Is Their Purpose in Our Pain, is going to be helpful to you, not just today and the holidays, but any day. Please share it. In the meantime, until the next time, I'll look forward to talking to you then. Be good, be blessed, be awesome.